able to go back home and just be a blessing to the least of this. And went back in 2015 and opened that ministry. We have two children's homes that are lining up there now. And we also run an education initiative, healthcare, economic development, women empowerment. That is what we are doing on that side of the country. And we really thank God to see what He is doing right now. Now, that is just about myself. That is not the message I brought here. I want to go to the Word of God this moment. Amen. Pastor Barry is a friend of mine. We've been meeting in so many of the covenant meetings. And when he invited me to come and share here, I said, yes. And I've been telling him, you should be the first to come and preach to the Kenyan. You've been preaching to the white people for a long time. I would love you to come and preach to the Kenyans, not in Kenya, but here in Colorado. That is back in, Aurora, Colorado. So he asked me to come and be able to share the Word of God today. And he had mentioned to me that you're sharing about hospitality. And because I don't want to go out of what is going on, what you're sharing, my focus today is also going to be about hospitality. And the title of my message this morning is Pursuing Hospitality in a Culture of Materialism and Individualism. You know, one of the things I want to say as I go to share the Word of God, you realize we live at a time whereby individualism and materialism has taken over many of us. We all want to gather. I want to say, let me talk about myself, because I came from Kenya to pursue. I never came here for a mission. Let me be very clear. When I was leaving Kenya, I was coming to seek after the American dream. I was told that when I come to America, I will be able to make money. Did you hear me? And I came here with a pursuit and with a longing that I'm going to make money, become rich, and be a well, self-sustained person. But God had a different agenda for me. Amen? And you realize we live at a time whereby we are so consumed with our well-being, our safety, our tomorrow, the care of what happened next, that we all have been taught that what is good is to make sure we keep our safe distance. We keep ourselves, we make sure we are well taken care of. In a time where comfort and wellness is what many of us have been taught to care about, I want to be assured that even during my retirement, I am safe. I have what will take care of me. You realize it is hard to let go. It is hard to welcome or invite somebody in a time whereby safety and security has overtaken many of us. That even to open a door, because you don't even know the person who is knocking the door, is he going to be safe? Is he going to be good? Is he going to be a person? Or is he looking for a way to access my house and do damage to me? So, individualism and the care for self has overtaken many of us. And the idea of hospitality, the idea of welcoming somebody to your house, the idea of opening up our hands, is continually becoming hard and hard and hard. But the Bible is teaching something different. The Bible is challenging us to do something different. It is challenging us to be a different people. Instead of prioritizing personal comfort, instead of prioritizing comfort and wellness and accumulating wealth and self-sufficiency, the Bible is challenging us. As believers, we're being instructed, share with the Lord people who are in need. Practice hospitality. That's a command that is given to us as believers. The practice of hospitality is a command for all of us. And many times we may even wonder, how am I going to do this? When I look at my checkbook, when I look at my budget, things don't add up. Everything seems, we are always falling short. Amen. That we are falling short. There are times that we feel that we don't have enough. The story, when we came in the morning, I remember Pastor asked us here, when we were seated here, he asked us to be able to tell of a time when we witnessed hospitality from a church. And people gave, and I had people share. And I had people share about that. And one of the things that is very key is that the simplicity of opening door for people to come in, the simplicity of stretching out our hands, it gets us out of our comfort zone. Hospitality. If you are going to practice hospitality as God intended it to be done, it will first take us out of our comfort zone. Amen. Which is a tough thing for many of us. Because hospitality goes beyond just entertaining guests. It is a way of expressing love. It is a way of serving. It is a way of saying welcome. And sometimes to people that are different from you, to people that have not what you have, some who even have will not even act the way you act. Some even who will not be able to fit in the confine of how you do your things. They'll come and move things from where you normally put them. Huh? You know where we stay, there is a way. You come to my house, there is a way my house is always set up. Hospitality sometimes distorts that. Because you welcome people that will come that do not do. The way you make your breakfast is not the way those that you are allowing within your space will do it. That is what God is inviting us to. That is what God is calling us to. And as we start thinking about hospitality this morning, we realize there is one that comes and tamper with our lifestyle, that takes away what you know, the way we, one of the things I've learned by being here the last 19 years, I have learned some things that I didn't know when I lived back in Africa about the observing of time, the working of budget, the making sure I don't just knock into your house anyhow. I need to inform you that I'm coming. I need to be able to tell people I'm doing. You know, in where I come from, I would wake up in the morning and think about my sister, and then I knock at her door and say, hey, I thought about you, and I came checking on you. That is different. But I want to say this, even when it comes to hospitality, it is one that takes us out of what we know to be our norms, but takes us out to step out. The question we ask ourselves, how much are we willing to open our hands, even in such time? I know time is not on my side, but I want to mention a number of things about hospitality. Number one, from the passage in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 13, hospitality is a mandate of every believer. We are called to be able to practice hospitality. It is a call, and Paul exhorts believers, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Hospitality is not just something that is optional for believers. It is one that is a mark of us as true believers. It is a part of what we ought to be as believers. that yes, it is a call to practice, to take us out of our own comfort. It has to stretch us out. It will cause you to share that which you have with somebody else. It will cause you to be able to welcome somebody into your environment. Let me say this, that maybe one other thing I want to say is that being a person from Kenya and living here, one of the things we encounter many times, we have so many people who are migrating here, and one of the things that is a part of what we have to find ourselves in is getting people migrating here needing support. And I can tell you, it takes God's grace to be able to do that, to open up. Because when you open up yourself for others, not everybody will come to do things or with knowing, doing things the way you need them done. And at one time, I have found myself in that state. 2 years last, back in 20, right after COVID, I found myself with 17 people in my house. 17 people in. 3 families that relocated from Kenya. They didn't have anybody to host them. And we found one family had 7 kids, and we welcomed them. And I can tell you, that is not an easy thing to be able to do. That is something that requires extended grace. And you having to be in your knees telling God, God, did you really mean that I will be able to do this? But that's what is God. That is where God calls you. That's where your patience, your endurance, that's where who you are is tested and proved that you're able to do that which God is calling you to. So number one, we hear that the idea of hospitality, it is a gospel mandate. It is a way of sharing the love of Christ. It is a way of extending the gospel. Somebody one day said that the gospel of the Bible says have been heard in many places. People now want to see that which the gospel says. And let me say this, the practice of hospitality is a key mark of showing what the Bible says. Amen. And that challenges us. That takes us out of our comfort. It means sharing those things. And sometimes it squeezes your pocket. Getting out of what you have. Hospitality has a way of getting you from where you comfortably are to go out of your place. So number one, hospitality is a gospel mandate. As a believer, you know you're expected to be a hospitable person. Amen? And it is not just a natural thing. It is a call for every believer. Number two, hospitality also comes to do some works within us. Because we live at a time of materialism and individualism. We all want, we are taught to come to a state of self-sufficiency where we are able to depend on ourselves. We have all what it takes to keep ourselves. We don't want to disturb others. That's the level of where we are. Hospitality comes to break materialism out of us. And that is key for a believer to be, because it is something that needs to be taken out of us. Why? Materialism breaks us from the needs of others. When we are so occupied, we acquiring and amassing everything to ourselves, one of the things that is going to be taken away from us, it is to see the needs of those that are around us. But hospitality breaks that. It opens our eyes to see
the need of that person next to me, to see the need of that person out there, it helps to break. It helps to break that kind of personalism so we are able to see what is out there. They are a church. Practice that. In the book of Acts chapter 2, verses 44 to 45, it is where we see the idea of generosity, because hospitality goes together with generosity. It calls for radical generosity, things that takes you out of your place. If you can get me the verse, Acts chapter 2, verse 44 to 45. What does it tell us? Acts chapter 40. Can you help me with the scriptures from the back? I don't want to, because of time. If you can, that will be good. Acts chapter 42, chapter 2, 44 to 45. It demonstrates, that is where we see, because of time, that is where we see the early church. The Bible says, they shared whatever they had. They sought out what they had and brought it to the apostles' feet and was shared amongst them as each one of them has. Are we able to live that kind of life in this day and age, where we are able to ensure that none of us within our surrounding, within our neighborhood, within those that God brings in our reach, are we able to ensure that within our neighborhoods that everyone's need is met in a way we are able to share with those that are in need as the Lord brings us to. Hospitality brings us to the stage where we are able to extend hands to those that are in need by breaking the idea of materialism and helping us to be able to know what we have is not ours. God has just made us custodians of what we have to be able to be for his purpose. That what we have is not just ours. It is God that has entrusted it to us for his own purpose. When we get to that, we are able to extend our hands to the needs of others, extend our talent. Sometimes, sometimes when you talk about the idea of hospitality, it has nothing always to give. Maybe it is the talents, the abilities that God has given you. Are you able to extend them to meet the needs of somebody else? So that's how we do it. So hospitality, one does things. It breaks the idol and challenges us. It breaks the idol of materialism and also challenges us to be able to do that which God is inviting us to. The idea of possession, the idea of accumulating more, the idea of having everything for ourselves alone is dismantled by hospitality, and we are able to practice others. How does this happen? Number one, hospitality helps us to redirect our treasures, not on our own, but also on other people. In other words, our mind is taken away from possessions, but to think about the wellness and the goodness of those that are around us. So we are able to see the need of people. It has freed us from the thought that I can hold everything together, knowing that everything in our hands is not ours. It belongs to God. And God has put it in our hands so that we can be able to extend with others. When we practice hospitality, we will see the needs of others. And materialism will have no place in us, because everything that comes within our hands, we see them as the tools of reaching out and fulfilling the mandate that God has put before us. That is what we are called to do. The other thing is the idea of, every time when materialism takes us up, we are always looking to compete and to outdo each other. I want to be better. You come and find, I come to pastor's house and I find the pastor's house, it has a hot gas, a place of hot water, and I don't have that. Next thing, I want to do all I can to get it. Did you hear what I'm talking about? The idea of competition is broken when we are preoccupied with the practice of hospitality. When hospitality becomes a part of who we are, I can tell you, you will not just look at what other people have. You will see what is within your hands as a blessing and a gift that God has put in your hands to be a blessing, to be an encouragement, to be able to reach out to others, because that is what God calls us to. So it frees us from the idea of possessing everything. And then the other thing, when we practice hospitality, it reorients our mind, or reorients our desires and our longing towards the kingdom. Now our minds become so preoccupied with the heavenlies that the things that we hamper about here no longer take us captive. So we do not see the things that we have as our own. We see them as tools to do the will of the Father. That is what we are called to. Now the other thing is this. When we practice hospitality, it helps us to get out of us individualism. It helps us to embrace community. Because when we are hospitable, we will find ourselves in the space of people. We will find ourselves in the space where we are drawn to people. So individualism will have no place in us. Why? Hospitality has to do with others. And you will find yourself reaching out, communing and engaging, and finding yourself in the quarters of other people, even those that are in need, those that need your hand. Not always them coming where you are. You will see yourself drawn to where they are. Why? Because the heart of God is drawing you to them, to serve them, to be able to be a blessing to them. You will be able to see a need out of where you are, and you will be drawn to go and meet that kind of need. Amen. God help us that as we think about hospitality, it is one that really breaks this idea of self-sufficiency. It breaks the idea of personal comfort and help us to be able to see how much we need each other. Not only those who we can tap from, but even those that can tap from us. And we see ourselves as called to extend our hands to them. My prayer to God that is, even as we think about, even in this summer, as you ponder on hospitality, that the idea of genuine community is going to be drawn to each one of us. Not just those that you know, not just those are within your crowd. You know, sometimes it's very easy to connect with people who are not a bother to us. Amen. When we go for lunch, everybody can take his tab. That is easy. I know I invite my sister, my brother, we go and for lunch. Nobody will have a problem with the tabs. Yeah? Hospitality takes us even to those people who may otherwise not show up on that lunch table. Hospitality takes us even to some people that may be very different from who we are. That is the call to break the idea of individualism, of self-centeredness, and our keeping our own space and taking us to a place whereby we will be able to embrace others. This morning, as we think about who we are called to be as believers and having the mandate of hospitality as a part of us, may God help us to be able to lift our eyes and be able to see those that God is fronting close to us, that we can be able to touch lives. And each one of us, all of us, have something that can be used to practice hospitality. Many times, we tell ourselves, we do not have what is enough. And in the interest of time, because I want to close, the last thing I want to mention is that hospitality make us witness of the world. It is through hospitality that we are able to reach the world and bring transformation. It transforms not only those that we are giving, but beginning with ourselves. Because it draws us, number one, it breaks selfishness and pride, and also it shapes me and you into Christ likeness. We become more like Christ. It cultivates within us love that is deep, that is drawn, the love of Christ. You know, we say, for God so loved the world that he gave. That's the kind of thing. Hospitality brings us to that, that we are drawn to give. The least that we have, whatever little we may have, we'll be drawn to share it and to extend it to somebody else. And also even those that we reach out, it transforms them. Because there are some, through our giving, they gain their dignity and their personhood. It brings dignity to our people. And what a joy it is to know that the cup of water you gave brought some kinds of value and dignity in somebody else. Brothers and sisters, I know we all are called to this. But can we be able to practice it? Because it will transform you and I, and even those that God is calling us to reach. I don't want to say much because of time, but I want to remind us, the practice of hospitality is a call for you and I. May we bow our hands for a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you for the call and the mandate for believers, the practice of hospitality. May you give us the grace to practice it to the glory and honor of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.